Yes, the album is about something. Something quite dark. Do I want you to know what it's about? Not really. And that's not just selfishness on my part. In fact, I've never really wanted to know what some of my favorite and most cherished albums were about, the ones I bought, the ones I grew up with. In the late 60s and the early 70s, it was a big deal to go downtown and buy a record. I remember buying the album After Bathing at Baxter's by the Jefferson Airplane, spending $3.79 at a store called Woolworth's. I brought it home. I listened to it again and again and again. It was mine. It became my music. I loved the line in Grace Slick's song Rejoice. The line goes something like, "Stephen won't give his arm to no Gold Star mother's farm. War's good business, so give your son, but I'd rather have my country die for me." Now that was for me. It was mine. In my room, listening to that record over and over, the last cut on the first side. It meant so much. I didn't want to know that it was about Grace Slick reading James Joyce, ergo the title of the song, Rejoice, and the reference being to Stephen Dedalus. And as a teenager, we were thinking, all of us were thinking about what was going to happen when we were called up for the draft. Would we go? Would we go to Vietnam? War is good business, so give your son, but I'd rather have my country die for me. We were worried, but that song was mine. I didn't want to know where it came from.